you're obviously more of a running, you know, kind of guy last year.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's been my goal from day one, is to be a wide receiver in the NFL. And, you know, it's not my decision to see who plays and all that, but I'm going to do my best to show that I can play at a high level. And whatever whatever they want me to do, I'm going to do it and try to help this team win football games.
How much more can Adrian help this offense? I mean, you get a guy that's a former MVP back, it should be a slam dunk, but from what you've seen in OTAs, does he look like the old Adrian?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anytime you have a guy like that come back on your team who's, like you said, has been an MVP, who's been the best player in the NFL, you know, it's going to help. No matter what happens, it's going to help. And we're excited to have him back, and we're excited to get the season started and stop talking about it and just show it.
You too for Teddy. What do you expect from him this season?
Oh, I think every player on this team, we have high expectations for everyone. And, you know, he's such a good leader, and he works harder than anyone on the team. So it's, you know, I have high expectations for him, and I'm excited to see where he progresses.
The young guys asking you where the nightlife is around here?
Yeah, I don't know. They won't get too many answers about that. I'll try to stay away from that as much as possible.
When you say Teddy works harder, how does he show that? What do guys pick up on to see that work ethic?
Yeah, you know, he doesn't talk about it. He just goes and does it. He's going to be the first one there in practice. He's going to be the last one there. He's going to be asking guys to say after practice to throw some routes that maybe he missed during practice. He's going to be the guy in the film room who is correcting not only himself but others, and trying to help people get on the same page. And that's what you need from a quarterback, and especially a young guy, because you need him to come in and be a leader as a quarterback. So, you know, he does those things, and that's what's exciting about his development.
What have you learned about Mike Wallace so far?
He's a hard worker. He is the guy who is after practice making all the receivers stay after and catch off the jugs machine and things like that. He's made our receiving core a lot better just from the way that he works, the way that he practices and goes about his business. So it's nice to have him, and I'm excited to see what he can do.
Does camp get easier for you now that you've kind of established a little bit of, I mean, you're not wide-eyed and surprised by anything anymore? Does that make it easier for you?
Yeah, I don't think it makes it easier. Like I said, I'm building on what I did last year, so I have high goals again, and so it's going to be hard, and it's going to be hard, and I have high expectations for myself and, like I said, for this team. So it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy, and that's a good thing.
I know the season's long, but how much is this team built in these next few weeks?
Oh, yeah, big time. You know, we had a lot of OTAs and minicamp leading up to this, but we didn't have pads, so it's going to show the physical side of this team, and we're going to have to build on that part of it, because we haven't done it since the season. So it's going to be a big part of this season, how hard we work these next couple of weeks, and how much we can accomplish.
Is this as much optimism as there's been around this team since you've been here?
Yeah, well, this is my third year, so by far the most optimism, which can be a bad thing, can be a good thing. But I think with the right guys and the right character guys that I think we have on this team, it's going to be a good thing. It's going to be a positive thing for this team to have that going into the season.
Thanks, Vegas. You gave you quite a few snaps. What do you take away from that can help apply to this year?
Oh, just that experience. You know, early in the season, I didn't get a whole lot of experience at the wide receiver position, a lot on special teams, which was great. But just any kind of experience that you can get in a game is going to help. And I'm going to try to build off that this preseason.